This is Suzanne Ito for ACLU.org. In October 2008, the County of San Bernardino in California agreed to institute policies that accommodate the First Amendment right to wear religious headscarves in jail. The agreement was reached after the ACLU Women's Rights Project, the ACLU of Southern California, and the ACLU's Program on Freedom of Religion and Belief sued the county for violating Jamila Medina's religious freedom rights. Jamila is a practicing Muslim and wears a headscarf in accordance with her religious beliefs. On December 7, 2005, while commuting to work, Jamila was arrested at the Pomona station of the commuter rail for having an invalid train pass. She was verbally harassed by the arresting officer about her choice to wear a headscarf, and was forced by officers at the county jail to remove her headscarf and remain uncovered for much of her day-long incarceration. Today I'm talking with Ariella Migdal, the ACLU Women's Rights Project attorney who is handling the case. Ariella, let's start by talking a little more about the case. Why was it illegal for the deputies to make Jamila take off her headscarf? The jail has a policy of barring all head coverings for people in custody. Weren't they just enforcing the same rule that applies to everyone?
There are a few answers to your question, but the main one is that Congress recognized that the religious freedoms that we all enjoy when we are outside of jail or prison don't go away and shouldn't go away when we are in jail and prison. And they passed a statute specifically protecting our religious rights when we are in jail or prison. And this statute says that the prison authorities cannot infringe on your religious freedom unless they meet very strict tests. And it doesn't matter for purposes of that law whether the policy they're trying to enforce is one that supposedly applies to everybody in the jail. Unless they can show a real security need for it, they can't infringe on a religious right that you have, like Jamila Medina's right to wear her headscarf. Our complaint also had other claims against the county, such as that they threatened Jamila in violation of state law, or intimidated her, and so those rights were violated as well.
Why did the Women's Rights Project decide to co-counsel this case? Why is this a women's rights issue?
Muslim women who wear headscarves or who wear other clothing that identifies them as Muslim are on the front lines experiencing harassment and discrimination, particularly in the wake of September 11th. It's also a women's rights issue because the question of Muslim women's right to wear a headscarf implicates all sorts of people's views about women, what women should and shouldn't be wearing and what the right way for women to dress is. And it's our view that every woman should decide that for herself in accordance with her own beliefs and her own conscience. In this case, Jamila Medina feels it's important for her to wear hijab, to wear the headscarf. And we believe that her right to do so is a fundamental women's right, an American right, that is important to protect.
In the settlement, San Bernardino County has agreed to implement new policies to protect Muslim women's rights. Can you tell us more about those policies?
The county has, in the settlement, recognized that they need to recognize the rights of Muslim women to dress in accordance with their religious beliefs. And so they've agreed that when Muslim women are detained or arrested, they will not be required to remove their headscarves in front of male guards. Rather, they will have that part of their search done by female officers out of the view of men. They will have same-sex searches, just like you would have for a strip search. And that they will have the opportunity to wear a headscarf issued by the county during the time that the women are in custody. These are common sense solutions that other prison systems already do that don't compromise jail security and that nonetheless protect women's rights to continue to act in accordance with their religious beliefs. The county has also agreed to train all of its officers on the policy, and we're going to have some monitoring provisions so that we can keep track of whether this is actually being done.
What do you hope will be the broader impact of this settlement?
Our hope is that jails around the country are waking up to the fact that they need to protect people's religious rights, and this includes the rights of women to dress in accordance with their religious beliefs. So we hope this settlement can be a model for police lockups, for jails, and for any prison systems around the country that don't already have a policy like this in place.
Is this a widespread issue?
It is in two senses. First, we have gotten other calls and heard other stories about things like this happening in correctional facilities or jails. Muslim women who are arrested or who work in a correctional or law enforcement capacity are sometimes told that they may not wear their headscarf, or if they want to visit someone in jail, they're told they need to be searched and remove their headscarf. Those kinds of things happen with some frequency, and the ACLU Women's Rights Project, along with other components of the ACLU and the ACLU of Pennsylvania, filed, for example, an amicus brief in a case on behalf of a Muslim policewoman who wanted to be wearing her hijab while she was on duty. It's also a widespread issue in a number of other contexts. ACLU offices around the country have dealt with, for example, school harassment of Muslim girls, or Muslim girls being told they can't swim in a public swimming pool because they're wearing clothing that's in accordance with their religious beliefs, and also people being told that they can't wear their religious clothing on the job. So it is a fairly widespread issue, and we have some materials on our website that talk about the scope of the problem.
Thanks for listening to this ACLU podcast. To learn more about this case, go to aclu.org/Muslim Women.